Weekends in Wrangell are often filled with bazaars, flea markets, and bake sales. But something Wrangell has never had is a consistent farmer's market. Recently, a public meeting was held to begin discussing the logistics of developing a regular farmer's market in town and what the community would like to see offered.
I'm actually interested eventually in growing some food and for myself, and it'd be neat to be able to have some extra to sell to folks. And so I just wanted to hear what everybody else was thinking about whether we could get something together or not.
That's local Catherine Ivy. She says she would like to see a market developed as both a place for her to buy things as well as for her to sell. Facilitating Thursday night's meeting was Economic Development Director Carol Rushmore. Rushmore says the community meeting was a great starting point for discussion of what a farmer's market could look like in Wrangell.
We've actually had some good response from producers that have produce, but the discussion last night was really good in the sense that that is just one element of what this market could be. So maybe it's a community market or a Saturday market, so that it is more than just fresh fruits and vegetables, but, you know, baked goods and crafts and art and music and, you know, something that builds over the years to get bigger and have more opportunities for local folks.
Some ideas of what could be offered at the market include the sale of local produce, baked goods, fresh seafood, as well as information booths for events going on in the community. But the number one question for many was how the market will be managed. At Thursday's meeting, a steering committee was started to begin looking at aspects such as management and creating a business plan.
This sort of core group can identify some means to manage the market so that there's an understanding of what the rules are, or, you know, and then start working on location and agreements, you know, if it's depending on where it might be sited. So getting the management up and then getting those other individuals that are interested in the farmer's market, either, you know, consuming or by offering the produce or other goods, having them sort of have that input into, yeah, this is a great way to manage a farmer's market here in Wrangell.
Locals Catherine Ivy and Dan Trail both say with the right planning, the market could be a big hit and possibly spur local produce production and commerce in the community.
Well, it sounds like it might work just as well as the community garden maybe worked. There might be enough interest to get a group together that would be willing to volunteer some time to get something going.
I kind of wonder about it because we don't have a lot of farmers around. But on the seafood side, the thing it might get going on that. And who knows, people might start growing more. And perhaps if the community garden gets a big greenhouse, which is possible, then we could grow a fair amount of stuff and earlier and later in the season.
Currently, Amber Al-Haddad is working to develop and distribute a community-wide survey to gain a better understanding of what the public wants from a local market. So far, over 60 people have completed the survey, and Al-Haddad says it looks like there's an interest from both potential consumers and local producers.
From the information that we have right now, there are a lot of people very interested in seeing a farmer's market. And from what I know about the community of Wrangell, there are a lot of talented people here. There are a lot of people who are focused on living sustainable lifestyles, which means they do a lot of production on their own already. It's going to be a matter of whether or not they have enough of that product to sell as an excess product.
On November 7th, there will be a community meeting at the Nolan Center for the steering committee as well as the general public to begin discussing a management plan for the market as well as gather more public input on the project. For more information on the survey or the meeting, you can contact Amber Al-Haddad at 907-874-3494. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.